Faculty and staff members at the University of Southern Maine are calling on school administrators to take action to improve racial equity and recruit and retain a more diverse community of students, teachers, and staff. Willis writer Arnold has our story.
Professor Hermit Kohli says there are a number of experiences that staff and faculty of color have had at USM that highlight systemic racism at the school.
You know, walking across the parking lot, if you're not white, and being questioned, well, why are you here in the faculty parking lot? You know, assuming that you're not having to do more or work harder to create that professional camaraderie, you know, than what would be expected if one was non-white.
And Professor Michelle Vasquez-Jacobus says these experiences, which are painful for faculty and staff, can, in turn, hurt the university.
You don't feel at home. You don't feel comfortable. You have to put on this persona, this mask, this disguise when you go to work in order to fit in, which actually deprives the university of our expertise.
Professors Vasquez-Jacobus and Kohli are part of a group called the Faculty and Staff of Color Association, which want the university to take steps to address the issue. They are asking for improved recruitment and retention of students, faculty, and staff of color, and funding for anti-racist work among those groups. They also want the school to address potential remote learning barriers for students of color and other marginalized groups, and to track these efforts by keeping data. Student Body Vice President Hussein Mao says if the administration listens to the faculty and staff, that will demonstrate support for students of color.
They want to fix the system and they need that support. I think that comes down to being able to give them the things that they need. It comes to like the funding that they need.
The Faculty and Staff of Color Association recently sent a letter to the school's administration insisting that the school take action to address these concerns, and also met with top administration officials. USM President Glenn Cummings says listening to faculty and staff is an important step to ensuring that the university becomes a truly anti-racist institution.
Morally and based on the principles of our Constitution, this is a dream unfulfilled, and all of us, individually and as institutions, must fulfill that promise of this country to be truly inclusive, truly celebrate our differences, and see them as strengths.
Cummings says meetings will continue and says he can commit to developing a strategic plan for improving racial equity at the school.
We will develop a very careful plan for the next 5 years of how we strengthen in all areas of the university, not just faculty and staff, but in all areas of the university.
Both parties seemed optimistic that the concerns raised by staff can be addressed, but Professor Hermit Kohli says it will require a commitment to significant change from university leaders.
The need to really look within individually and institutionally is the biggest hurdle of, you know, organizational cultural change. And so that has begun. That's why we were invited as a group on such a short notice to meet with the whole leadership, the whole cabinet. So I think that's very powerful, I believe.
Still, some members of the group say they plan to be relentless in their push to identify action items and set goals before the fall semester begins. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Willis Ryder Arnold.